This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Femi Okay. A crowd of more than 10,000 young Moldovans materialized seemingly out of nowhere yesterday to protest against Moldova's communist leadership, ransacking government buildings and clashing with the police. We have with us one of the protesters, Alina Martinuk. Alina, what exactly are you hoping to achieve by protesting?
Well, first of all, we are hoping for the elections to be called invalid and that the elections to be held once again, and with the participation of more international observers, so that communists won't win again, because we accuse of fraud the communists. Party, and that there were rumors that there were people's names on the list, and they were considered as votes, valid votes. There are so many people that hope for the Communist Party to be outlawed in Moldova.
Now, you have parliamentary elections held on Sunday. You gave me a few examples of why you think they were fraudulent. Is there any likelihood that this election might be turned over because of your protests?
There are hopes that at least the media and the students in the Moldovan students in the countries, neighbor countries, are with us, and they I've heard they are, and there are some students from Romania coming to Moldova to help to support us, then yes, I do think that the decision will be taken to hold the elections again.
Your protest and other protesters' protest is being described as a new generation of protesting because of the way you're getting organized. Can you explain that a little bit for our listeners?
Well,
I believe you're using Twitter, you're actually using ways online to get together. Explain how you're doing that.
We send each other messages on the social websites, on social networks. And just yesterday I got two of them, a little bit too late though, but I got them, and they asked me to take a candle and come to the downtown to mourn with my colleagues because communists won illegally, and we simply text each other, please come, and where are you, and we're coming together. I mean, we're organizing in groups by internet and texting and stuff like this.
How did a visit back in 2008 to the United States, how did that inspire what you're actually doing today?
Well, I wouldn't say that was an inspiration, but we actually saw how democratic systems works, and how every citizen has the right to say whatever they want to say, whatever they feel like saying. And in Moldova, we didn't actually have the chance from 1945 till independence, and from 2001 till 2009, the young people especially were shut up because they were told they know nothing yet.
Alina Martinuk, yep. Thank you very much for joining us here on The Takeaway. She's a student protesting in Moldova.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.